Imagine a business card sliding across your palm, and before you even look up, it reads like a handshake. Firm, thoughtful, and memorable. That instant sense of trust? Design created a tactile promise the moment you touched it. Studies show that sensory cues, like perceived texture, can change buying behavior. People will pay more or trust a brand faster when materials feel premium. Today, we're going to translate that feeling into visuals that convert.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey everyone, excited to get tactile today. We have three things lined up. First, the psychology behind why tactile cues matter. Second, hands-on tools and quick experiments you can run. And third, a studio case study showing measurable lifts from a tactile-first approach.
Perfect. Stick around. You'll get step-by-step demos you can try in under 20 minutes, a one-minute imagination exercise to sharpen your senses, and a real MG Wallace Design Studios brief that moved the needle for a client. All templates and sample briefs are at mgwdstudios.com/submit if you want to follow along after the episode.
Segment 1. Foundation. Why tactile cues matter. Let's start simple. Touch is one of our oldest senses, and it shapes trust. Even sight alone will trigger tactile expectations. A warm cream color, a grainy texture in an image, or heavy typography will make your viewer imagine weight, warmth, and surface. In cognitive science, these are called cross-modal associations. The brain links visual cues to touch sensations. For designers, that's massive. It lets us suggest a physical experience, even when the user only sees pixels.
At MG Wallace, we've taken briefs that explicitly asked for a trustworthy tactile brand and translated them into measurable outcomes. One client replaced a glossy, lightweight brochure with a thicker, textured stock and shifted their perceived reliability. In one campaign, we reimagined email hero images to include subtle paper grain and a shadowed edge that suggested thickness. Open rates and click-through rates rose, not because the email felt different in your hand, but because the visual cues adjusted expectations and boosted conversions. It's visual psychology doing the heavy lifting.
Quick tip, always start by asking the client what touch feels like to their brand. Is it warm and fabric-like, cool and metallic, or organic and fibrous? That single interview question will shape your entire material palette.
Segment 2. Deep dive. Hands-on tools and experiments. I'll walk you through print, digital, and type choices that imply texture, and give you experiments you can do in under 20 minutes. First, print. Pick a paper stock that reads as the value you want. For trust, we pick 16-20-point uncoated with a soft tooth. For modern premium, smooth-coated stock with soft-touch lamination screams luxury. If you can, get swatches. Physical side-by-side comparisons sell tactile decisions to clients faster than words. Second, finishes, spot varnish, embossing, and foil are expensive but strategic. If budget is tight, mimic these in digital mock-ups. Use directional highlights and micro shadows to suggest raised elements. Overlay a subtle noise map for grain and add a faint specular highlight to simulate varnish. In Photoshop or Figma, try a multiply layer with soft grain, then a highlight with a thin white mask set to overlay. That's your emboss impression.
For typography, choose typefaces with presence. A heavy slab serif or a rounded humanist face can feel weighty or soft. Pair that with letter spacing and color temperature. Warm sepias and cream suggest softness. Cool grays and blues suggest slick metal.
Now, three quick audio-friendly demos you can try in under 20 minutes. Demo 1, digital emboss. Open your hero artwork, duplicate the element, set one layer to multiply with a soft black shadow offset 2-3 pixels, then add a white highlight mask offset oppositely at low opacity. Demo 2. Grain overlay. Add a subtle grain texture at 5 to 10% opacity on multiply. Demo 3. Warmth swap. Take your palette and shift midtones plus 10% warmth. Test the same creative with warm versus cool and compare engagement. These are fast A/B tests that change perceived material instantly.
Remember, copy matters too. Little tactile cues in language, words like hand-finished, felt, linen, or weighty, prime the imagination and reinforce visual texture. Use them as brief, single-line descriptors in proposals or product headers to complete the sensory puzzle.
I'll keep mine sturdy, linen, and quiet. Okay, back to the show.
Segment 3. Real-world application. Our M.G. Wallace case study. The brief, a boutique financial planner, wanted to feel both approachable and established, a paradox we solved with tactile-first thinking. Visual choices. A muted cream palette, a linen-textured hero in digital assets, heavyweight uncoated business cards with a soft-touch ribbon detail, and headers set in a friendly slab serif. We framed the proposal language around hand-finished confidence. The result? A 12% lift in consultation requests from direct mail and a 9% lift in time on site from traffic that first engaged via tactile-inspired digital ads.
When we pitched the tactile approach to the client, we included a small print test pack, 3 paper samples, and a mock-up, and that physical packet closed the deal. If you need language to justify finishes, try this script in your next estimate. This tactile treatment reduces hesitation at decision points by signaling quality and trust. Our tests show it increases initial engagement by up to double digits. That kind of framing turns a cost into a conversion investment.
And a quick negotiation tip. Propose a scaled sample program. Start with 1 premium print run for top-tier prospects and use digital texture A/B tests on lower funnel ads. That spreads cost and proves ROI quickly.
Key takeaways. First, always start with the client's tactile story. Ask what touch means for their brand and write that into every mockup. Second, you can suggest texture visually. Use paper choice, simulated embossing, grain overlays, type weight, and warm or cool color shifts to set expectations. Third, measure it. A/B test warm versus cool assets and include small print sample tests. 2 experiments to try this week. Number 1, order 3 business card stocks and run a tiny postcard mailer to a targeted segment. Number 2, run a digital hero A/B test, 1 with grain and embossed highlights and 1 flat. Measure CTR and time on site. Remember to register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to grab our templates and sample brief language.
Closing. And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
If this sparked something, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Templates and downloads live at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Register to access everything.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.